And finally, today, Maine is home to lots of big, beautiful old houses. And as you may know, if you live in one, those houses are expensive to heat in the winter and to keep cool in the summer. It's a problem at the Blaine House in Augusta, too. That's the official residence of the governors of Maine for nearly a century. But now, the Blaine House has joined a growing number of homes and businesses turning to a new technology to cut down on heating costs. Mal Leary has more.
The sprawling mansion just across the street from the State House is not only home to the governor's family, it's a museum.
We want this house to stay another 200 years. This is a real inspiring house. It was built in 1830s.
On a recent tour of the house, Governor Paul LePage highlights its historic significance. One of the biggest attractions is the study of James G. Blaine, who served as Speaker of the U.S. House and a U.S. Senator, and is the only person in history to serve as Secretary of State under three different presidents. But LePage says the building is expensive to heat, and that's why he decided to install heat pumps.
The heating system was atrocious, costing somewhere around $40,000 a year, I'm told, to heat the place. So we've cut that down by 75%. So that's one of the reasons, to lower the cost.
And LePage says the heat pumps also save on cooling costs in the summer. And he and his wife, Anne, have been so impressed with the technology, they've had it installed in their home in Booth Bay. They are not alone in their enthusiasm for heat pumps, as some 11,000 units have been installed in Maine this past year. Dana Fisher, the residential program manager for Efficiency Maine, says the trend is likely to continue.
One of the most popular new heating upgrades that's going on in Maine right now is air source heat pumps, the mini split heat pumps. More than 700 were installed just last month.
Fisher explains that these units employ very efficient motors and heat exchange equipment to extract heat from even very cold air, but can also help cool a home in summer. Fisher says a single unit priced at about $3,500 can handle a small home, but in a cold climate such as Maine, sometimes heat pumps cannot completely replace a heating system. Richard Burbank, president of Evergreen Home Performance, a certified installer, says many homeowners use the devices in conjunction with another source, such as a gas or oil-fired furnace.
Heat pumps are an incredible way of supplementing it, so the heat pump is limited in how much heat it can actually produce. But if you get as much as you possibly can out of that and take the load off of your heating system, especially in the spring and fall, that's a really great cost-effective solution.
Mike Stoddard, Executive Director of Efficiency Maine, says the agency is offering a $500 rebate on the cost of buying and installing a heat pump system, and the program is very popular.
We are very impressed with the performance of these high-efficiency cold weather heat pumps and the demand from consumers for them, and we can see why customers like them.
Efficiency Maine is funded through a fee on utility bills, and Stoddard says the agency's new three-year budget reflects the growing public demand for heat pump technology. There's funding in the first year for 7,000 rebates, and that increases in the third year to 10,000 rebates. For MPBN News, I'm Mal Leary.